This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Vision Norfolk have a regular gardening group for blind and partially sighted people to meet up for garden-related chats, participate in seed and plant swaps, go to gardens and garden centres, visit their allotment and more. They've recently received a donation of a greenhouse, and we're joined today by Mark Smith from Vision Norfolk to learn about the group. Hi Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Hi there.
So before we talk about the gardening group, can you give us a brief overview of Vision Norfolk?
We're a local sight loss charity. We were established in 1805. We're just celebrating our 220th anniversary at the moment. We're basically a county organisation that covers the whole of Norfolk, and we have a variety of services, including things like leisure activities, sports activities. We have an ECLO service in the eye clinics. We also have sheltered accommodation. And we have a small team of community outreach workers, and we provide lots of help and support to some 3,000 people on a regular basis in Norfolk who have sight loss.
And how did the allotment group begin?
Well, it's really a kind of another development to the gardening group. About 17, maybe 18 years ago, we started the gardening group. And we were keen to develop the group so people had a space that they could work on together. And through a local community funding foundation, we were able to get funding to rent a plot on a local allotment site just outside Norwich, and where we had a raised bed built. It's an area that's about 1 metre wide by 9 metres long. And with help from the local men's shed and our maintenance man and colleagues at work, we got a raised bed built with a plastic composite planking, and then got, I think, about sort of 8 tons of soil delivered and had it all barrowed into the raised bed. And then we started to plant up different crops with the members. And we also, as well as working with blind and partially sighted adults, we also have a children and young people's family service as well. So the project has kind of been really good with working with both young people and older adults. So we do quite a lot of sort of intergenerational stuff as well, which has been really, really nice to see. The site where the raised bed is on a community allotment site in Norwich, and we've had lots of good help from them. They've got a communal tool shed that we've been able to use, and there's also parking for our minibus there, and they've got a compost toilet, so ideal facilities as well. And there's running water on the site, and they've also got a small little covered gazebo area, so been able to have a space for our members to sit and have a tea or coffee with hot water flasks, and people have brought some packed lunch along and biscuits and things, and it's been a nice good social activity, as well as being able to learn about the horticultural side of planting veg. And we've also put some flowers in there as well, so we've done some companion planting with the vegetables.
What have been some of the best moments in the group?
Well, ultimately, as a gardener, you always want to look forward to your harvest. I mean, the raised bed itself has produced a fantastic amount of crops. We had huge quantities of beetroot and carrots. The potatoes were huge, sort of big as your fist, really lovely sized potatoes. And the bed has been ideal because it's quite nice and warm as well for growing vegetables. So it's in a nice sheltered spot. And with the plastic composite sides to the raised bed, it does retain a lot of heat. So it's been ideal growing things. So I think certainly one outcome has been the produce that we've grown. And we've also worked with our cookery group as well here at Vision Norfolk. So the group have brought some of the produce back, and with the potatoes that they'd grown, they'd made some crisps and chips. The beetroot had been turned into a cake, and we'd also been able to give some of the produce away and sell it. And I think it's given members a fantastic sense of achievement. And also it's given them a good opportunity to swap their gardening ideas with one another. And it's been a good social interaction for people. That's been one really good positive outcome. The community allotment site has also got a fruit orchard, and there's also beehives on the community allotment site. So it's been really exciting to be able to let people look around the site and learn about other types of crops. And I think it's given people a good opportunity to literally sow seeds in pots, water things and maintain them and let things germinate, and planting out and then watering and tying things in and feeding things and using liquid feeds and using different types of hand tools. It's kind of helped people to kind of know the whole growing process of where fruit and vegetables come from.
And how has the greenhouse donation benefited the group?
Well, the idea with the greenhouse was that it gave us an extra space here on site in Norwich to be able to germinate more seeds ready for planting out. At the moment, we've just potted up 80 tomato plants. We've been growing chilies, tomatoes, cucumbers. We've also sown got lots of pots of beetroot, and we've also sown various flowery seeds. And also with the greenhouse, it's a good opportunity to overwinter some crops that aren't hardy as well. So some plants that need that bit extra protection over winter, we're going to be doing more plants that need frost protection. And it just gives people an outside space that people can work in. And it's been a fantastic opportunity for people to kind of get used to the routine of watering and checking the seed trays. We actually found that with the recent hot weather over the May half term, it's been so hot, we're now having to invest in some shade netting as well, because some of the seedlings have been getting a little bit scorched as well.
And do you have any gardening tips for blind and partially sighted people that you want to share from the group?
Well, I think I'd really say give it a go, with using short-handled tools, having tools that have got brightly coloured handles, growing things in raised beds, things like using bamboo poles with pegs on them to measure things out, using bits of string with knots in them for lining up crops in rows, and, using different devices for labeling packets of seeds. It's really very much about sort of hands-on for people, and just getting out and getting your hands literally in the soil and just having a go.
And are there any beginner projects or plants that might be a good place for not so green-thumbed people to start?
Well, I think it's always kind of nice if you can start small rather than being too ambitious to start with. Some crops are easier to grow than others. I mean, normally, if you're looking at fruit and veg, they generally sort of suggest that you start with potatoes because they're a very easy crop to grow. And obviously, potato tuber is a lot easier to field to plant into the ground. But other seeds are certainly very manageable. I mean, there's always going to be tasks for any visually impaired gardener where you might need a little bit of sight assistance. It's really kind of finding out what people like, really. And depending on their level of vision, some plants have more bright colours, and other plants have more scent and tactile qualities to them. We have also worked with Thrive. They're a horticultural therapy organisation, and we've had a workshop with Thrive, and they've sort of given us hints and tips on taking cuttings and planting. So that there's lots of different techniques that you can use, can sort of help to get people started in the garden. And certainly having sight loss is no barrier.
And for people interested in joining the gardening group, when is it?
Generally, it's on a Friday, although some activities are on a Tuesday. We do have a mini bus, so if we can find volunteer drivers, we do take people out to the allotment project on a Friday. So not normally sort of planting is done on a Tuesday or Wednesday, and then visits are normally done on a Friday to the allotment project.
And if people want to get in touch with Vision Norfolk about this group or other services that you provide, where can they find you?
Well, they're very welcome to either give myself a call, Mark Smith, on 01603 573 000, and I'm on extension 341. Or if people are able to, all the details are on our website, www.visionnorfolk, all one word, .org.uk. Or they can join a mailing list. We have a large print and braille mailing list. We also send out details regularly on email for those who can manage email. so that there's lots of different ways that people can find out about what's happening with our gardening group. And we also produce quarterly magazine as well in all formats. So there's plenty of ways in which people can find out.
Well, thank you so much, Mark Smith from Vision Norfolk, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.